Willie Nelson's new album is a collection of songs written by Country Music Hall of Famer Cyndi Walker. She died last Thursday at the age of 87. Walker had her first hit when Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys recorded her song Dusty Skies. She wrote it when she was 12. Singers as various as Bing Crosby, Roy Orbison, and Webb Pierce sang Cyndi Walker hits. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Nelson's tribute album is a testament to Walker's unique range, concision, and wit. It's called You Don't Know Me, The Songs of Cyndi Walker.
Oh, it's all your fault if I'm not sleeping. I live on dreams instead of eating. And I'm just a wreck, yeah. It's all your fault. Oh, it's all your fault if I'm not playing and having fun. And if I'm staying all by myself, well, it's all your fault. And when you said that
tone and attitude, playful, teasing, yet with an undercurrent of melancholy and yearning, is what distinguishes so many of Cyndi Walker's songs and is perfectly captured by Willie Nelson on this near-perfect album. The song I just played, It's All Your Fault, written in 1942, sports a jaunty little melody that bounces right along. But if you read the lyric without music, you'd think you were just hearing a suicide note. Quote, "It's all your fault if I'm not sleeping. I live on dreams instead of eating. I'm just a wreck, and it's all your fault." The contrast between form and content gives the song a buoyant power, and Nelson's vocal is pitched just right. He sings it almost straight, with the slightest smile in his tone, which nicely sets up the impeccable little joke in the bridge. Again, I quote, "It's all your fault when I'm a grandpa if my grandkids don't call you grandma." The meter there is so tight, it makes you want to hoot with delight. What a marvelous way to say to a girl, "You'll be sorry if you don't marry me." Is it any wonder that Cyndi Walker was a born hit maker?
Take me in your arms and hold me like I've been holding you in my heart. Take me in your arms and tell me that you miss me since we've been apart.
You just that to me is another perfect song, but for reasons not usually associated with perfection. The title phrase is soul-piercingly poetic, conversational, and just a tad ungrammatical. Quote, "Take me in your arms and hold me like I've been holding you in my heart." The crucial verse is four lines with one off rhyme. "You just don't know how heartsick and lonesome I've been, or how much I've prayed that you'll come back again." The song is very bare bones. Willie Nelson has to sing the same verse twice at the end to make it last 3 minutes. Yet as a composition and a performance, it's a killer. One of Cyndi Walker's other gifts was that she could turn out novelty songs that had a brisk energy and were fun to sing. Old-timers Red Foley and Ernest Tubb had a good time making a hit out of Don't Be Ashamed of Your Age, written in 1947. And Willie Nelson, now in his 70s, sounds like he's having a gas with it too.
Don't be ashamed of your age. Don't let the years get you down. That old gang you knew, they still think of you as a rounder in your old hometown. Don't mind the gray in your hair. Just think of all the fun you had putting it there. And as for that old book of time, boy, you never skipped a page. So don't be ashamed of your age, brother. Don't be ashamed of your age.
Cyndi Walker managed to find the nexus between country honky-tonk and Hollywood movie and show tunes. Many of her songs would sound just as good coming out of the mouth of Bugs Bunny as they would from Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, who cut this one.
When it's sugar cane time, long around about June, I'll be walking with sugar, neath that old sugar moon. Gonna drop her a line, to expect me soon. Say I'm craving some sugar beneath that old sugar moon. I can see her right now. She'll get the calendar down, scratch a circle around the day we're altar bound. When it's sugarcane time, long around about June, wedding bells will be chiming beneath that old sugar moon.
Willie Nelson wanted to make this album because he'd been familiar with Walker's music since he was a teenager. He and Walker were each born in small Texas towns, and his fondness for different genres probably combined to make him feel that Walker was a kindred spirit. I could listen to Nelson singing Walker, especially heartbreakers like Take Me in Your Arms and Hold Me and I Don't Care forever, and I probably will.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Willie Nelson's new album, You Don't Know Me, The Songs of Cyndi Walker. Walker died last Thursday at the age of 87.